Welcome to Zichron Mishnah Siman Memory of Ram Goldhai, and today Masechus Peah, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Vav, and Mishnah Zayin. Let's begin by reviewing the Simanim from the previous 8 Prakim, beginning of Masechus Brachas, Perek Dal. We have Zmanim, Beis HaMidrash, Shmoneh Esrei, Keva, Chamor, Svina, Musafim, good Perek Hei, Chasidim, Geshamim, Kansipor, Terif, Simra, Perek Vav, Alperos, Ta'a, Shehekol, Minim Harbe, Parperes, Mevarach Lekulan, Ikar B'Tafel, Bein Shalosh, Perek Zayin, Zimun, Nek, Ketzad, Lechalek, Shtei Chaburos, Perek Ches, Yom Yayin, Netil Meziga, Mape, Mechabdin, Havdala, Ein Mevarachin, Shachach, Kos, Perek Tes, Nisim, Chamish Brachos, Shehechianu, Nichnas, Yavta, Perek Alfam Peah, Ein Shir, Shishim, Sada, Inglam, Ilan, Yemareach, Perek Beis, Mapsikin, Amasamaim, Gader, Charuvin, Shnei Minim, Maisa, Goim, Chetzin. And then we get to Perek Gimel, Malbanos and Tfuah. We have Malbanos, Menamer, Betzalim, Imahos, and Achim. Good. So now we go to Mishnah Vav. Mishnah Vav deals with the question of how large a field must be to be chayav and peah. We have 5 different opinions. Rabbi Akiva says a kol shehu, a field of any size, and he lists other halachas where the field of the size of a kol shehu is sufficient, such as for the chiyuv of bikurim, for a prusbo, and other halachas. So the simple Mishnah Vav is going to be karka. The Mishnah Zayin is a continuation of this concept of a kol shehu. We learn that a shchimira, someone who is near death, and they write over their property to someone else, figuring it's time for them to go, and they leave over a kol shehu of land for themselves, the matna so matana. The gift is a gift. And then we have a similar case of a shchimira leaving over his property to his sons, and he leaves his wife a kol shehu, and she is silent, then it indicates her consent to accept that kol shehu, and she loses her ksuba. So the simon for Mishnah Zayin is shchimira, and I'm going to put in parentheses ksuba, but shchimira is the simon. So the simonim for today are karka, shchimira. Karka, shchimira. The karka is in terms of how large the field must be to be chayv and peah, and then we have the din of shchimira. All right, so now let's do the simon story for Perek Gimel. So the zichru simon for Gimel is a gamal, a camel. So the camel's running through patches of grain, malbanos, who were chased by a leopard. Menaber started to cry from all the onions, all the betzalim in the field, until they were saved by their mothers and brothers, the imaos and achin, who were standing on some karka belonging to a shchimira. Once again, the camels running through patches of grain, malbanos, who were chased by a leopard, Menamer, started to cry from all the onions, but saw them in the field until they were saved by their mothers and brothers, the imaos and achin, who were standing at some karka belonging to a shchimira. So the simanim and perikimel are malbanos, menamer, betzalim, imaos, achin, karka, shchimira. All right, that concludes today's shir. This is Rabbi Ram Goldin Zichron, wishing you a great day and great learning.